This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Number two, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app. You know, we're on Sirius XM Channel 80 as well, Bart Scott. You know that, right? I have a friend of mine who's all the way out on Long Island in West Hampton. So to get the show, he was like, I got you on Sirius XM. I'm like, yeah.
Easy peasy.
You know that, right? So there's no excuses. Any way to get us, you can get us that way. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests, of course, join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Jay Will's going to join us here. As Woj just put out, Woj had a couple of tweets here from the league about what's going on right now with the vaccination debate. Yeah. That is very interesting. And so Jay's going to help us discuss that as well in a couple of seconds. But Bart, I know you want to tell us a little bit about DraftKings.
Yeah, because you're talking about it. It's time to make money, man. Sign up for DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the NFL, and use promo code Bart to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs. This week, with your first deposit, minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Go get that money, man. It's out there.
Yes, no doubt. All right, so I am trying to figure out how we can get Jay. Okay, we do have Jay. Wanted to make sure we had him because we texted each other. I said, we're calling you. He said, I'm waiting by the phone.
Jay Weezy, you know
I'm waiting for the call.
My bell. We got the
ill communication.
My bell.
We got the ill communication.
We back
so
now.
Jay
what
is
up,
with
Pete?
Us now. What's happening, man?
What's up, squad?
Maintaining,
what's
man.
What's up, people?
Maintaining.
You tell
maintaining,
you tell
man.
Me. What's, training camps have opened.
You get right to it, Alan. You get right to it.
And he,
right.
Well,
no
we,
warm up, no chaser.
Well, no,
it you is, buy
nothing.
A drink first.
Didn't buy me a drink.
Listen.
Ain't Lance Stevens you in your ear?
When I got here this morning, I saw Jay coming down the hallway, right? And I looked and I was like, I mean, how big of a hug did I give you? Did I lift you off the ground? I might have picked you off of the ground. That's how excited I
am. Well, first off, I'm not that small.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I don't have Kevin Hart. You're not lifting me as a grown man off the ground, Alan. But it was a warm embrace, my brother. It was a warm embrace.
No, it was.
I haven't seen you since when? I mean, June?
At least.
June, probably.
Because Jay, one of the hardest working men in show business. Jay was doing all the conference finals and NBA finals while I was doing the morning show.
Yeah,
so
man.
He was always on location.
Burnt.
And so, yo, and then obviously when he came back in the studio, I was back with you.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen him in person.
Was it like that little meme that used to be with a little black kid and a little white kid running together? They
might
see each other all the way down the hallway and y'all ran and
the
hugged
Tom
each
Brady
other.
Joint, the Tom yeah. Brady, Antonio Brown meme. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
It could have been that. It could have been that. But it was great to see you. So that's why I feel like we already got the greetings and salutations out of the way. And we do have some business to get to, Jay, because this really is becoming a serious story in the league. Now, Woj just put out a tweet minutes ago. That's why I wanted to update you in case you didn't see it, saying this in response to the inquiry to the NBA concerning vaccination mandates for players. This is Mike Bass telling ESPN, a league spokesman. He said a vaccine mandate for the NBA, for NBA players, would need an agreement with the Players Association. The NBA has made these proposals, but the players' union has rejected any vaccination requirement, end quote. That's the statement, Jay. So I guess we begin there as, you know, again, it's Kyrie Irving, one of the biggest names, but it's also Bradley Beal, Andrew Wiggins. There are, I believe they think it's about 10% of the 450-plus players, by 80 guys, that just are right now not, you know, just they are not, in, they don't want to get the vaccine. Now, why it affects players like Kyrie is because in New York, just like in Wiggins in San Francisco, there are rules in those cities that say that if you're not vaccinated, you cannot play in your arena, in a closed arena. So that means that Kyrie, Wiggins wouldn't be available for at least half, if not more, when you consider playing. You know, Kyrie playing at the Garden, that's two more games. And then Toronto, two more games. So it's a matter of, you know, basically 45 games that he would not be permitted to play in. That's where the story becomes real. So, Jay, where do you see this going, and what can the union do to try to get to a common ground with the league so that this isn't an issue once the season starts in basically a month?
Well, first off, I want to just change the narrative for one split second, Alan. You know, the majority of the league is vaccinated. I talked to Dr. Leroy Sims, who headed up the bubble that they had last year as it relates to, you know, all the vaccines and how they operated. So over 90% of the league is vaccinated. So we are talking about the minority. And yesterday was a fascinating day for me about the way the voices of the minority were just amplified, right? And you know, some of the comments that I vehemently disagree with. So I am part of the believer that everybody should be vaccinated. I'm sorry, you caught COVID, and I was double vaccinated. I think my symptoms could have been a lot worse. And I recovered in 4 to 5 days, whereas some people I know who weren't vaccinated recovered in 2 to 3 weeks, or if they were lucky enough, two. So I wanted to say that first and foremost. As it relates to where the league and the union go from here, it's always been a non-starter with the union. And, you know, I propose this today because, you know, look, obviously these contracts are guaranteed, but you might see owners of teams try to go to the next level by saying, okay, if you're making the decision to sit out X amount of games, then I will have to make the decision to prorate your contract.
Yes.
And I will pay you for the days that you're able to play. Now, you ask that only, you know, that's a small piece of it, right? Because still, if you're Brooklyn or if you're Golden State, if you get a top, you know, top seed in the East or the West, you're playing a lot of home games. So you're still going to be in that same predicament. And that's where I think it might even have to go up to another level if the players hold tight here with the union, because the union's going to do what the overall sentiment of the players want to do. And Kyrie sits as a senior vice president on the Players Association, by the way. So then you start thinking about if you're a guy like Joe Tsai or Joe Lacups, you know, are you working with the city due to the amount of revenue that your business brings into the city? Are you looking for some type of exemption? Like, are you exploring that optionality, right? Because, look, if you're Sean Marks, everybody says, well, you can just trade him. That's not, Kyrie's camp has already came out and said pretty much, Allen and Bart, that, hey, look, if he gets traded, like, I'm not sure everyone want to play. Like, he's volatile to the point, so it seems like he could choose to retire. So you're not going to get a return on the asset that you're looking to get in the trade. So that option seems out the window. And it seems like if you're the Nets, especially the Nets to a degree, because I think, you know, Kyrie more valuable than Andrew Wiggins as it relates to a staple piece of a championship contender team. Even though I think Andrew Wiggins could be there, just wouldn't be as significant as Kyrie. You almost feel like you're stuck. Like, you have to explore those type of options to get an exemption in order to allow Kyrie Irving to play if this is truly how he feels.
See, but doesn't that open up Pandora's box? Because if he can use that over here, then what is Wiggins going to do? What is Bradley Beal going to do? Like, it opens up Pandora's box for a lot of litigation and a lot of filing, and then all that being said.
Well, the season's in a month from
right,
now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The season's in a month. You know, I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talk about, you know, guys in breach of contract, right? And, you know, we talked about the union, how important it was for them just a year ago to make sure that everybody came in and played in that bubble, even in the concerns with, you know, it
well,
being
some guys
unsafe.
Had the option to, you could opt out.
But it was also because, and Kyrie was one of the guys that opted out, but I'm talking about because of the TV money. So as a teammate, what type of rift would that cause if this was you and you have aspiration of winning a title? You haven't won a title like James Harden, right? James Harden's sitting there trying to cement his legacy, and he needs Kyrie to do so. Like, how does that really maybe fracture a locker room, and how would you guys handle those conversations if it was you?
So I don't know how I'll handle those conversations, but I really believe that we're in unprecedented times, you know. And I, you know, when I talk to players and when I talk to executives and people around the league, you know, obviously people are adamant about, you know, getting vaccinated. But, you know, I am a firm believer of respecting people's privacy. Now, look, if your privacy affects me and my daughter who's immunocompromised, then I have a problem because I don't want to be around you if you choose to put yourself at risk because it's putting my family at risk. And I think, you know, but I'm also older. But some guys have families, some guys don't. You know, I think guys on the Brooklyn Nets team are able to kind of delineate, well, hey, we want to win a championship, but at the same time, like, we want to be as respectful as possible. This is something that Kyrie's adamant. The only thing that when you start looking at the outside looking in of it is, you know, there's been a lot that's happened with Kyrie. There's been a lot over the past 2 years, you know, from him taking a break from basketball, obviously, to him speaking up about things with George Floyd and situations around that. There's been a lot of things going on. And I think what's happening with the public sentiment is people are starting to, like, why are we always hearing these type of things about Kyrie instead of his on-the-court play? And I think if you're in the brand of Kyrie, I think that's where things start to get a little bit, maybe Kyrie makes so much money he doesn't really care, but that's what I'm hearing the public sentiment become around Kyrie when these type of issues arise.
We're talking with Jay Will. Jay, of course, Jay Williams from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max in the morning show on ESPN Radio. And Jay, you did. That's a great point. Also, we talk so much more about Kyrie off the court than we do on the court. Because on the court, he's a wizard. He's special. He's just one of these. I always say this about him. He's must watch because of just how mesmerizing he is to watch as a player. But it just seems like there's more about him off than on. Mainly because of availability. He's not on as much, or he hasn't been the last couple of years. And then all the other things that you just outlined. But let me ask you then this. This Nets team is stacked. Yeah. I mean, they have Kevin Durant, who ESPN has as the number one player in the world. They have James Harden, who's also a top 10 player in the world.
And Patty.
They have, right, they added, right, Patty Mills is a great addition.
Patty Mills, huge addition for them. I love that.
Their depth is better than it was last year. Like, they have a squad that I think is, the favorite to win the championship. Everybody knows it. If Kyrie can't play or doesn't play or whatever they end up doing there, does he opt out for the season until the rules change? Whatever it is, if you take him out of the equation, Jay, are they still a championship team? Because I say they are.
I mean, it would be more of a battle. I mean, it was going to be a battle regardless. They're still in that conversation.
Absolutely.
And – you know, Alan, I have to tell you, there's not too many. I've been around a lot of players in my life. First off, I don't know if you've seen some of the footwork of James Harden working out the other day in New York City, but his footwork just seems so damn innovative, man. It is like he discovers new things each offseason that he brings to the table. We're like, what are we doing now?
Creativity,
like,
man.
Like, you know,
he only retired one move. He only retired one move, that little step jump, one-legged three-pointer joint. That didn't make it by the preseason. But other than that, man, he's creating things that are changing the way basketball is played.
Yeah, jazz musician on the basketball court.
That side step, yeah.
Yeah, he's the closest thing to Earl Monroe.
And Bart, I mean, we're talking about a Brooklyn Nets team that was a Kevin Durant size 19 away from beating Milwaukee with James Harden playing on one leg.
Yep.
You know, so if you're telling me that they've added depth with Patty Mills and Alexis and other players they surround themselves with a healthy James Harden, I mean, factoring health into – I mean, health is going to be the biggest challenge for everybody this year, even the Los Angeles Lakers, right, because they're an older team. But if you're telling me they're healthy, I would still pick them to come out of the East, and I would still give them a legitimate shot against, a team. And I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to be there when it's all said and done. LeBron's had injuries in back-to-back seasons now. I don't know what's going to happen with the layoff time that guys have had. Like, guys' reactions time and how they're reacting body-wise are going to speak volumes about how they handle themselves this year. It still feels like it's something that Brooklyn could still get.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. But obviously, it's a lot easier if they have him. Now, the last thing I want to ask you, it's pretty simple, kind of a yes or no. Before the season starts, will we have an 100% mandate or not?
I don't think we will. I still think if we haven't been able to get to 100% mandate, Alan, when this whole thing a month ago, and there's been barely any movement on it, I know there's going to be more pressure now with the season on the cusp, but you still have some pretty big players who are holding out. And, it's like there's not a mandate in the NFL, right? You still like Lamar Jackson, he's not vaccinated. He's still playing at a very high level. Granted, there's not those same restrictions in the city of Baltimore, but that would be a different type of move for the league to make that decision, and they would have to be in conjunction with the union.
All right. Well, then we'll have this season where some guys are unvaccinated, and that is certainly going to be something to be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out throughout the season. Jay, great to see you today, man. Good to catch up with you as well.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right.
I got to get back in the studio. Next time I'll stay until 1 o'clock, Alan and Bart. I'll be there.
Oh, man, I'll get you some
we'll
breakfast.
We'll drag you in the room. There's no doubt about it. All right, Jay, Will.
You want pancakes?
Keyshawn, Jay, Will. And Max on the morning show giving us that straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Now, this is, again, as we talked with Jay about it, wanted to get his voice and his take on it first, but let's continue to add to it, though, because, Woj just had the tweet with the spokesperson from the NBA. again, if you didn't hear it, saying basically a vaccine mandate for NBA players would need an agreement from the Players Association. As you know, Bart, you playing in the NFL, you know the union is always involved in decisions.
But it's
the
weird,
league
though.
Doesn't have – people always say, the league should do this. The league should mandate that. Adam Silver should just say you can't. It doesn't work that way.
The crazy thing is because, okay, if they're saying that they don't want to mandate it, that's them kind of just not making a decision because the players that have got the vaccination has agreed that it's important to them and they want to be safe, and those that didn't – so then they're probably infighting between themselves.
Well, you don't know that. See, I believe this, that for the union to say we're not taking a stance on this at all, like this is where we're staying out of this, it's essentially putting the onus on the owners, saying it's up to you guys. If a guy's not going to be available to play, you're going to have to make that controversial decision about their contract and whether or not you want to pay them.
Yeah.
We're not going to help you
right.
make that decision because they are protecting their players. Like that's what they're saying. And it also tells me, Bart, that there's not enough of the 90% vaccinated who think it's a big enough issue. Because if it really was an issue, you're telling me that players wouldn't be telling union leadership, no. Everybody's got to be vaccinated or I'm not playing.
Yeah,
right?
But,
like you.
Yeah.
So clearly, this is not an infighting kind of issue within the union, or there's not enough voices saying that they demand
right.
that everybody's vaccinated. Because you would think that would be the bone of contention. Is the players who are vaccinated refusing to want to let those unvaccinated in? That's not happening. At least it doesn't seem that way. Now, a lot of different voices on this. Let's just begin. We talked about Kyrie Irving. We played a little bit yesterday. I want you to listen to it again. Here's Kyrie. And again, you want to be part of this conversation. I'm sure you do. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call in line. So we'll get your calls on this. But here's Kyrie just kind of explaining his situation. So he wants to keep it private, but the problem is that it affects the team, and that's a public matter. Now, he did kind of hint there that he wants to be available to the team. So now we'll see where he goes from here to try to make sure he is available. The team, by the way, he wasn't able to be at Media Day because that was in Brooklyn. The team is having their training camp, though, in San Diego, I believe. So he'll be able to go there and join them at least for training camp, which
yeah.
they were smart to set it up. Now, another player, another well-known player, Bradley Beal, he also had this to say when asked about the vaccine. And it's a choice that he's deciding to make. Now, one thing he said that, you know, got a lot of attention was when he said, well, you know, if the vaccine works, why can you still get COVID? Well, it's not a deterrent.
Right.
It's not something that
it
doesn't
give your body antibodies so when something new comes in and it recognizes it so it can help be able to fight it so you don't get the symptoms
yeah,
as bad
you,
as
right.
other people will get it.
Right. It's to help protect you when you get it. It's like a flu shot.
Yeah.
It's the same
idea. Yeah, the flu
idea.
Shot don't stop you from getting the flu.
It's right. It's not going to – it doesn't prevent it. Well, it certainly does give you a lot more protection from it. And, of course, you know, in a locker room where you're around players and stuff, it also could be helpful in preventing a large spread that could cost you games, cost you the locker room. And then, again, you talk about family impact. Look, Karl-Anthony right. Anthony Towns and his whole story, what he went through,
right.
the emotions he's dealing with.
Right.
So there's that. Now, that's one side. Here's another one. Damian Lillard, who I thought put it as pitch perfect as you can when giving his side of why he believes
yeah.
you should get the vaccine. And that's his take of it, which, you know, this.
Which is similar
you've
to
had to
take.
Have
yeah.
a vaccine just to go to school.
Yeah, meningitis shots. You go to Africa, you got to go get shots when you go to Africa, correct? Like when you go to Africa, certain, like, you got to get Ebola shot or some shots you got to take if you go to certain parts of Africa. It's just, you know. I just think the fact that we politicized this thing, right, so early in the process has caused a hesitancy for people to be informed. And so much misinformation out there, people don't know who to remember. I mean, you got so much stuff like that. It's not verified.
Well, Jonathan Isaac, who's a young player with the Orlando Magic, is somebody that put something out as well about how, well, it's humans, you know, it's a human thing, like trusting other humans. And it's just.
Yeah, it's like
I think we're diving too deep. Now, again, I'm not imposing my beliefs on anybody listening.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have their own beliefs, and I understand it. This story is a story only because it affects the business. And that's why I said the union is not taking a stance, leaving it in the hands of the league. The league can't make a mandate. So now what you do is you look at owners and say, what are you going to do if a player is not available to half your games or some of your games or impacts your team being able to play for some reason if something happens within the locker room? How do you affect it? What do you do? Do you not pay them? Does Kyrie not get paid? Does Andrew Wiggins not get paid because of all those games? And that happens, well, now it's money.
Yeah.
And then do those teams suffer because that player's not available?
Right.
Well, that's also affecting the business. There's a lot at stake here, but when money gets involved, then it gets real. And that's why this is a story. This is not a story about your decision or my decision personally about the vaccines, because nobody cares if I or you or anything, because we're regular people. Right, I have to because I have to be in this building, and that's ESPN's mandate. Okay, well, that's what I'll do. I have to work.
And we have to depend on each other, right? I have to depend on you, and you have to depend on me.
This is a big business where winning and a lot is at stake, and it's other people, and that's why there's a story. The last word on this, before we get to your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in a story in Rolling Stone, and he said, because I want to give everybody's voice. So Kareem says this: the NBA should insist that all players and staff are vaccinated or remove them from the team. Now, they can't do that, but he's saying they should insist. He said there's no room for players who are willing to risk the health and lives of their teammates, the staff, and the fans simply because they're unable to grasp the seriousness of the situation or do the necessary research. What I find especially disingenuous about the vaccine deniers is their arrogance at disbelieving immunology and other medical experts. Yet, if their child was sick or they themselves needed emergency medical treatment, how quickly would they do exactly what those same experts told them to do? So, again, the emphasis here is that this is an issue. It is growing, and it is something that everybody wants the league to handle. And the league is letting you know, we're trying to, but you need the union to do it with them. And the union so far is refusing to do that. Where do you stand on this? Should the players be paid or not? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we will get to your calls on this topic coming up next. You don't have, do you?
Yeah, it's ZipRecorder.
Okay, you do. All right. So we'll get to that, your calls and everything else. And then Bart will have this first from ZipRecruiter.
What if you can put the same type of rigor that the pro leagues use for players into hiring your hiring process? Well, you can. When you use ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. And you can invite your top choice to apply for your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post their job on ZipRecruiter gets a qualified candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/BART. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Please, everything will be released at a due date, and once we get this cleared up. But as of right now, please respect my privacy.
If this is something that he feels so strongly about, then stand on 1 and 2. You can't have it both ways.
That Chris Canty?
That was Chris Canty.
Going at Kyriezy? No, I'm just playing. I won't start.
Canty and Golic Jr., following us nationally, of course.
Baby Bull.
don't see, and I just got the free laugh now, coming from my neck, coming up. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, of course. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Quinnen Williams of the Jets coming up in the 2 o'clock hour.
Babyface assassin.
And again, is it somebody you want to hear from? I know it's the Jets. No, you want to hear from Quinnen Williams because he's got something to say about what that team looks like right now and where he thinks it's headed. You do not want to miss that. But you don't want to miss what Bart has to say right now about DraftKings.
I've been telling y'all all show, man. Sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, and use promo code Bart. Yes, I have my own promo code. To get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
All right, we want to get to your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, guys in the control room, on my phone, I only see what they're calling about. I don't see names. So it's difficult for me to pick which line if I don't know who.
All right, which line would you like?
I want to do it myself. I'm a control freak. That's how I am, man. So, all right, I'm going to let you guys take it. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Okay.
Jake is in the Bronx. Jake, how you doing?
Good. How are you all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling because you said something about them not taking it serious, and I don't think that's necessarily the issue. I think it's about trust, because this nation has always devalued black people, and I know it's not just black people that's not taking the vaccine. It's a whole group of people. However, the NBA and the NFL is predominantly black, and it's a lot of white owners, and they telling them.
All right, can I just stop you there? 90%, but 90% of the 450 plus players are vaccinated, so the majority of the NBA players do trust. I don't know. I'm sorry, man. Appreciate the call. I'm not going to turn this into that.
Yeah.
I know your theory, that you want to give your theory, that's fine, but that takes us down a whole other path here that I don't feel like that's what this show is all about. 40 in New Jersey, 40.
40, Water.
What up, fellas?
What's happening?
I'm going to be real with you, man. Kyrie from Essex County, man, we just rap different around these parts, man. That's all.
As simple as that.
We rap different, man. We all individuals. We going to take stands. And we going to basically do what we want. But on the flip side, Kyrie playing in the NBA, like, he playing for the people. He got to do what they say, though. But that's Kyrie, though. I'm just telling you how Kyrie is. He's from Essex County. We rap a little different, fellas.
So you're looking at it as is where he's from, that he's a little bit different, and that's why he's like that. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, you got different guys, different cast, man. They brought up differently. They think different. I mean, this is the same man that told us the world was flat. And I'm not trying to demean him or say, hey, what he's saying isn't relevant and his concerns isn't relevant. He doesn't have the right to choose. But what I'm trying to say is there's consequences to that, and it could affect his teammates, and it could affect him. And if it starts to affect his wallet, it's nobody that he has to blame but himself. Because, listen.
Here's the same guy. Again, the story about him. Now, look, Ben Simmons is available for a trade.
Yeah.
And I told you already, I know Stephen A. said this too, Sean Marks would trade for Ben Simmons. He would do it.
Mm-hmm.
He would do it. And he would. And to move on from Kyrie is, you know, the Nets won't admit this publicly, but it is something that they certainly would do.
It seems like a lot to handle with.
That's the thing. It's just because of that. What is keeping that from happening, of course, is that KD is there because of Kyrie. You don't want to mess that up, because then it affects your relationship with KD. So you'll deal with it. You'll deal with things like last year and everything else. You'll deal with all that stuff right now. Him not wanting to talk to the media, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But this now becomes a bigger issue because, wait, you're not available for more than half my games?
Yeah.
So that's why, like I said, this is a story because of that, not because of his decision to get a vaccine or not. Right. That's a decision. That's an issue in the locker room. And if the players are fine, what do I have to say about it? Why should I care if you guys are cool with him not being vaccinated? If you are, great. But if he's not available for more than half your games because of a rule that is out of our control, well, now that's an issue.
So tell me this, right? It's only in California and New York that these rules kind of
apply, remember, you
right?
can't go into Toronto. You can't play in Toronto
yeah,
either.
Yeah, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wonder at what point maybe do the Rams, like, man, this is too much, man. Like, this dude may never be available. I'm good with it. At some point, maybe even Kevin Durant's like, man, this dude ain't going to be here for – I'm trying to submit my legacy. James Harden is sitting here like, man, we need to win, man. I want to stack the deck. We had a deck stack, but he's not available. Man, go ahead. Let's trade for Ben, man.
And
at least we know he'll be here.
And the story is that he's told people that if he's traded, he won't play. Like, he'll walk away.
They always say that for $200 million still left on his contract. They always say that, right?
Rich is in Staten Island. Rich.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
I have a little bit of a confusion as far as it's concerned, because they're going to test, well, I assume they're going to test vaccinated and unvaccinated players, probably day in and day out or as much as necessary. And I mean, I agree with you, Alan. I think it just comes down to the dollar and making money because everything
always does.
But if you're going to be testing vaccinated and unvaccinated players, I'm not exactly sure what the holdup is and why Kyrie couldn't play. He'll be tested.
Well, let me tell you why. Because you have false positives, right? Remember what we just saw in the View when people were about to go, you know, they're about to go on with Kamala Harris and you had the false negative and false positive.
It's just an ordinance in the city now. It's a rule.
Yeah, that too.
But that's why he can't play in New York. It's not that he can't play in the league. He can't – New York City, this is not an NBA rule. New York City made a rule.
Right.
Indoor stadiums, everyone, including players, have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
That's just the rule. If you are from here, that's the rule. You have to be vaccinated. So it's not an NBA rule.
Yeah.
And now he can play in Golden State. Wiggins can't play at Golden State
because he's visiting.
He's not the visitor. Right. And Toronto counts because no one can go into Canada if you're not vaccinated from the U.S. So that's just also part of it. So you're talking about, if you do the math, including the games at the Garden, you're talking about 45 games that he would not be eligible to play in for his team. That, again, I go back to, that's the issue, everyone.
Okay.
It's not his decision of what he wants to do. No one is saying that he should because it's right. The question now is, you won't be available to your team.
It's a New York rule. Okay.
Yeah. That's a simple, you know.
I don't think these guys get tested every day, right? I think it's weekly, right?
It depends on if you're vaccinated or not.
You get tested daily? The NBA is shelling out that money. I know the NFL is once a week.
Is it daily?
Week.
Yeah, well, it was, but again, now we'll see where those protocols go.
You're asking the teams to take on a big burden of paying for tests for somebody every day is a lot.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We continue with your calls. Let's see. We go to Alan in New Jersey. Alan.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I was saying that I agree with Kyrie from this standpoint, that we have to give it some time, let him explore the options. Currently, right now, you have litigation going on with the healthcare workers and the school teachers in New York. So they're trying to fight the rule that the mayor put that you have to be vaccinated. So I'm saying from this standpoint, we should give it some time. I don't know if he's
going to hold his team
right now.
But the only problem is there's not much time. The season starts in a month.
Right. So if he can't practice with his team. You saying camp is in San Diego?
Camp is in San Diego, so
okay,
he can go to training camp.
But they're
not going to be there for the month. They're going to come back. They got to play preseason games. And so, again, when they're playing at Barclays, he is not available.
So
he cannot play.
So
and if they're practicing in the city, I also wonder what that means too. But Alan, I get what you're saying. You want to side with him, that you want to fight this thing and all that stuff. That's his right to do that. This is not about his right to do whatever he wants to do on that case. This is about the team, the league, and the business. Yeah. I'm trying to make that point to everyone. I hope that everybody understands it. All right. We'll continue with these calls. We do have to run, though, here real quick. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Okay, take a few more on this because it is something that a lot of people have something to say about it. We want to give everybody the opportunity to do that. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We also are presented by My Computer Career. We are training for a better life. So more your calls. Also, real quick, Yankees now begin a finish to the season that will decide a lot.
Are you on board?
About their future. I am watching.
Take a stand.
I am
watching.
Take
a stand.
But you know what, though? Are they on board with Aaron Judge going forward? What he said yesterday. Mm. You want to hear that. So your calls, Aaron Judge, Quinnen Williams, top of the hour as well. Barton Hahn, 98.7. Ooh, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and of course 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Hahn.
Feel good, Bart Scott. Little Stevie Wonder will do that for you.
I wish those days could come back once more.
You know, this made me feel like, remember the
what?
Will Smith thing. I want to listen. It's only one movie where I wanted to fight the actor. I went and saw the Wild West with Will Smith. The worst movie.
Nobody made you go see it.
Like, no, my nephew, they begged me to take them, like opening day.
And you hated it.
I wanted to punch my family in the face.
And this was the song, they sampled this song
yes.
by Stevie
yes.
in the song that the
The worst, listen.
That Will did, yeah.
We all got something that we regret, right? We all regret, like, hey, man, what was I thinking? That is his, like, what the hell
look,
was I
thinking?
Look,
he was one of the biggest people in the 90s, time, right? Yeah. In the 90s, right?
Early
so everybody
2000s.
Jumps the shark. You know the whole jump the shark thing, right? Like, you do something where you realize, all right, that way too far, right? That we ran out of things, so let's just do this.
Yeah.
He did a Western. It's terrible. Yeah. And he made a song, also terrible. Like, it's just the way it is.
It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody jumps the shark at some
point. It's
crazy.
He tells the story that he turned down the Matrix because he didn't understand it.
Oh, he didn't understand the...
He didn't understand the con. He was like, what the hell is this? Like,
so was he supposed to be Neo?
Yes, he was supposed to be Neo.
Wow.
Man, how would that look, man?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves just feels like that's what Neo was supposed to be.
Because he's like,
it's hard to imagine anybody else.
Like Ted and Wild Adventures. They're just like the Matrix. It's like he's stoned or something and he just, you don't know. I wonder one day, they coming out with another one, right? A Matrix, like I'm like, hold on, I thought he went blind in the last one. What the hell? He recreated an eyeball in the regular world.
You gotta understand, it's such a good franchise. You got to keep it going. Hey, we only have a minute. We still have a lot of calls to get to. Let's get to as many as we can. But I really do want to get to this one, John from Long Island. John, quickly. John,
hey guys, how you doing?
What's happening, man?
I'm here.
Go ahead,
hey,
quick.
Bart, you should have been a New York Giant because I admire your spirit.
You know what?
Real quick,
they were in the running, by the way, but I'll tell you that story another
day. Tell me that story another day.
Yeah, well, you know, it's LT is my
John,
hero.
I got 10 more seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. Vaccination. I'm vaccinated. I'm tired of being like the guinea pig for everyone else that doesn't want to get it because they got to do additional research. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I mean, and again, that of course, as we only have 5 seconds to answer this, that, of course, is a bigger issue in society that is not part of a sports show. But we will continue with your calls on this topic and also Quinnen Williams of the Jets next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.